Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is...
Chris, the buyer's agent.
Chris, you are the best looking buyer's agent by far.
It's suited and booted today.
Yep.
Compared to your obviously colourful shirts.
For the viewers playing at home, if you didn't know, it is actually a bit of an established thing that Chris dresses nicely and I... Look, I'm not going to say... Like, I dress like this outside of work.
I was going to say, at work, you definitely don't dress like that.
Yeah, I'm 6 days a week in suit.
The weird thing is, at work, you dress in a suit and I don't. But yeah. For this, I put a jacket on, you don't.
I wouldn't mind dressing like that, but I have my suits.
Is what it is, my friend, is what it is. Well, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
What are we dissecting?
Should you wait till the interest rates drop?
Okay, great one to sort of diverge as we go into a period of time that we don't know when the rates are going to drop.
Yep.
So I'm going to throw it to you first of all, from a seller's standpoint, should they wait? Which I guess means, should they wait to sell?
Yep.
Until the interest rates drop?
Firstly, number one, you sell when you're ready. That's rule of thumb. Just sell when you're ready.
Why is that?
Because it does depend on what your next move is.
Yep.
But generally, as a general rule of thumb, just say the interest rates come down, what's going to happen is you might get a better price because people can spend more money. But if you've got to move somewhere, you're going to be facing having to pay more.
So I think it 100%, I'll challenge you a bit, 100% makes sense if you're going to sell and buy.
Yep.
But let's say you're a baby boomer.
Yep.
For your properties, you need to sell one. But you're not going to buy another property. You're basically looking for the cash just to keep.
Yep.
Does that change the scenario at all?
I think it all depends. If we're in this scenario...
Where we are now.
Yeah,
let's talk about where we are now.
If you're going to sell, I would just sell. At the end of the day, if you look back to when the RBA first said everyone go out buy homes, with the caveat that people left out, the media left out, that interest rates will stay low if things don't change.
Happen, yeah.
You don't know. People didn't think COVID was ever going to happen, that thing. People didn't realize the war in Ukraine or Russia, whatever that was going to happen. So I'm a big believer if you're ready to sell.
Okay.
Because it also comes down to emotionally. Because we actually pitched on some business last week where we brought this up in discussion. Someone was like, they're going to sell in a year's time. That was the plan. And we just told them, look, also be careful because we have experience where people kick the can down the road a little bit because they think it's a good plan. And then it just keeps getting kicked down the road.
Yep.
And then before you know it, they're getting taken out in a box and the children's trying to pick up the pieces because things weren't organized.
That got real quick.
Anyway,
Jesus.
So long story short, Chris, if you're a seller, you're ready to sell now.
Yep. Makes sense.
Because what also happens if the interest rates go up?
We don't know. We kind of know, but we don't anticipate the rates to go. We're talking about this off air before that. We don't anticipate the rates to go up, but no one actually knows. There would be, you could bet on it.
I was listening to a podcast where someone was actually talking about people that make predictions.
Yep.
And like news stations get people on to make predictions and all that. And if you actually go back and look at all the predictions made, most of it is incorrect.
Yeah.
But humans psychologically love confidence.
I know my friend Neville, he always says, if he could be reincarnated, come back, the two professions which come back is an economist and or the weatherman, because both of them can just reforecast and it gets forgotten what they said yesterday or 3 months ago because they just redo it again.
Yep.
We're good.
What about yourself? Buyers, should buyers wait to buy?
Until the rates go down. I'm actually strong, you're saying you should sell, and I'm saying absolutely you should buy now. The madness of everyone who are sheep who don't buy until rates go down. They go, wait till the rates go down because it provides me with more certainty, provides me with more spend, means my repayments, if I spend the same amount of money, are lower. What people just don't understand is the people in the lounge room next to you and the house, wherever they are around the corner, they're all thinking the same thing. Right? Right now, I've got buyers that we are buying and we have very little competition. I've got agents saying to me, Chris, there's people coming through kicking the can, but there's no one serious like your clients are right now. And we're getting deals done that we're happy with. In a market where the rates go down, 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 prices go up and up and up, there was times there in 2021 where from month to month, it was 1% growth.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yes, it was insane. absolutely insane. So $1 million house next month was $1.1 million.
And what
like
I'm
actually... Maybe it's $1.1 million, like $1.1 million. It's crazy.
And what I'm actually finding, there are some owners that are now selling because they bought 2-3 years ago, whether it was an investment or whether it was their own home or they're just selling. And what they're wanting to get back is above what the market's willing to pay.
Yep. And I'll go on a little bit of tangent here. So we're talking about when the rates will drop. When the rates do drop, I don't think it's a bad time to still get in the market. I think you should still get in the market when the rates drop. However, if the rates continue to drop, right, and you're only starting to get into it a year after the rates started to decrease, you've got in the market at the wrong time. Because you now get in the market when the prices have gone up and up and up. Your borrowing power has gone up, but you're now buying at that wrong time. The end of 2021 has now been proven to be the wrong time to buy.
I'll still say, though, buy. Depending on your purpose. If you're looking at being in the market for 10, 20 years,
of course, but as you said, there are people out there now who are selling a property from end of 2021,
mm-hmm.
and they're selling about the same amount of money they are, and they waited till rate drop, till like it was bloody nothing.
Yep.
But paying the top dollar to be able to get into the property, and now 3 years, 4 years later going, I'm now selling the property for the same amount of money. All I'm saying is buy before the rates go down and buy when the rates go down, but don't buy a year and a half later. If you're going to, just buy earlier. I'm not saying you don't do it because if you have to, it's your circumstance. But if you can, buy when it happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
I think I've hammered that home.
Yeah, I think well done, Chris.
With a hammer.
Our audience is emotionally scarred, and by audience, I mean a elliptical gym rowing
machine. Also talked about boxes and desks. I tried to change the mood a little bit here.
That seems a long time ago. Anyway, Chris, three quick cues. For those playing at home or don't know, three quick cues is where we ask each other three quick questions. The questions, there is no defending.
Oh, God, I forgot that part.
Now, usually we go one each, but to fly through, I'm just going to ask the three quick questions.
You want me this way.
And
I'm
there
on you
won't
this
be any defense because I've excluded property questions, so there's no need to caveat.
Okay, cool. I like it, I think.
Why are you... No, that wasn't me. That's okay. A meme. It's a video. It's funny.
Might you like that? Honestly.
What?
We'll get cancelled.
250 subscribers.
I can't even understand.
With our 250 subscribers.
Yeah, 100% we get cancelled.
Okay. Views might actually go up. You might be being like... First question.
Yeah.
What happened to me on these dates, between the 29th of December and the 4th of January? What happened to me? What befallen upon me? What did I get in between those dates?
Birthday.
I've told him this about 3 days ago, so I'm seeing how well you listen.
What happened?
Tonsillitis. I got tonsillitis, mate.
Did you actually don't remember you saying? You probably did. I wasn't listening.
Exactly. It's question number two.
Why are you...
This word is in, this book title is in Danish. Atom Vaner by James Clear translate to which famous book in English?
It's not the Bible.
Atom Vaner.
Atom Vaner. Like.
The first part of the word.
Atom?
Yeah.
Bomb?
No, it's good for humans. Every human has these. You can never stop this, but you can always change something.
Attitude.
Habits. Atomic habits.
Atomic habits.
Atom Vena. And last question. Chicken or beef burgers for the rest of your life? You have to pick one.
Beef.
Beef?
Love chicken burgers. Don't get me wrong. And they can't defend. But you have to go beef.
This bloke.
Can't stop me. Well, thank you all for dropping by. What's the last piece of homework for today?
I reckon leave us a comment in the video. And... Chris, I know you're going to cut out a certain thing I said in the video.
Probably.
Comment what you think I said in the video that made us lose track and have to cut.
Very good. Thank you for dropping by.